Marian Edwards Show features entrepreneurs you should know. Log on to the MarianEdwardsShow.com Entrepreneurs You Should Know page to find out more about today's featured entrepreneur. It's the Marian Edwards Show, empowering the community.
Welcome to the Marian Edwards Show. Get ready for an hour of straight talk on issues related to parent empowerment, relationships, personal empowerment, and a whole lot more. So get comfortable, invite a friend. Get in on the conversation at 1-800-680-8171. That's 1-800-680-8171. Don't miss a moment to get real, talk straight, and shake it up. And now, here's your host, Marian Edwards.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Marian Edwards Show. I'm your host, Marian Edwards, and it's time to get real, talk straight, and shake it up. Today is our Monday edition of the show, and I am just getting back from a trip to Cali. That's right, I was out there over the weekend, aired a show out on Friday, which we'll be bringing to you this week. You want to make sure you lock it down right here every day at 12 o'clock, because we will have interviews from California, the Loma Linda VA Hospital. Very, very exciting. I had a great time, and you don't want to miss the information I am bringing back to you right here at the Marian Edwards Show. So lock it down right here this Thursday and Friday. You don't want to miss a moment of those candid interviews. But most importantly, the things that are happening with the VA services that you must know. If you know any veterans or servicemen and women, and somehow, some way, we are linked to them. I was there because my big brother, Mr. California, invited me out to their diversity fair, and we sure did have a great time. So, if you are listening from the Loma Linda VA Hospital, I just want to say thank you very much for your hospitality. Had a great time. Most importantly, keep taking care of my big brother. He looked good, doing good, feeling good. Most importantly, he's acting good. I like that. Thank you again to all of you there at the VA hospital. And I want to hear from you. I'm glad to be home. I missed everybody. I understand I missed a great conversation for Open Mic Friday with Charles Morris. I also want to thank Charles for doing a great job. You know, I'm going to have to find someone else to fill in for me because he does too good of a job. He might try to squeeze on in on me. Got to watch that, Charles. But I did miss a great conversation from what I understand. And I want to most definitely get in on that. So what I'm going to do, as I typically do, I've been moving Open Mic around because, as I just said, this Friday, which is typically Open Mic Friday, we will have our interviews from the VA hospital. So we will not have Open Mic Friday. So today's it. Open Mic Monday. Call in. 407-894-1680 is the number to call. Throw it up. If it sticks, we're going to run with it. And I got a little something I want to talk to you about. Also, if you're calling out of the area, you can call in on 1-800-680-8171. And of course, if you are live with us on WOKB Radio, streaming live, you can also send us a note to the Marian Edwards Show at gmail.com. We most certainly want to hear from you. Check out our website, themarianedwardsshow.com. We want to hear from you. You can, my goodness, find so much information there. I have to take a moment to thank our web designer. France does an awesome job. And if you are in need of a website, you want to make sure you check out France. Design by France is where you can find her at designbyfrance.com. Check her out. She does a great job building quality web designs for less. Check her out. You don't want to miss this opportunity to spruce up your website just a little bit. We have a caller on the line. Caller, you are live on the Marian Edwards Show. Talk to me.
Hey, Marian, how are you doing? It's Raphael.
Hey, Raphael. Miss you, miss you, miss you. I was out on Friday. Did you get in on the conversation?
No, I didn't. I understand that it was lively.
Yes.
But, Marian, we have got to get away from this. I think too often within Black America, we take some trivial matters, and we tend to want to make those monumental, where the world stops to shine the spotlight on us, and because we have a gripe.
Right.
Professor Gates, that incident from beginning to end should have been over with in right around 45 seconds to 2 minutes. So something in there.
Right, right.
Because, and I won't even get into President Obama with his comments. Very disappointed. Very, very disappointed.
Are you talking about the invitation to the White House?
Prior to that, his initial reaction. He's trying to save his face and save Skip Gates' face as well. But his initial reaction at a healthcare forum press conference, and he comments not knowing the facts, but says the officer acted stupidly.
Right.
Here's the thing, Mary.
Okay, but Raphael, before you go on, you know what happened, my brother. Now, all you men have this thing, and you know, if you've listened frequently, and I know you do, I asked the question, why the ego? Why the ego? If I could stand before God and ask him one question, it would be, why the ego?
Right.
And this situation is precisely what I'm talking about. Men have egos that can be out of this world. And the situation that took hand, as you stated, should have been over in a matter of minutes, escalated out of control between the officer and Dr. Gates because of ego. It further escalated at a national level because of President Obama because of ego. It has taken the turn that it has taken today because of male egos. Talk to me.
Well, yes, Marion. See, I think that when it comes to this whole thing about either racial profiling or too many black people, when they paths cross with a white person, It almost seems like that we as black people must have the upper hand, and that somehow we're going to reverse history, and now we're going to put you guys in slavery. All you honkies now, you're going to get under our boots, because now I'm going to let you have it. And Professor Gates, I guarantee you, he doesn't want that audio to come out.
Well, what he said, he has come out himself and said that he took it too far. Okay.
Well, now he does.
He is saying that it should not have gone as far as it has.
The initial lawsuit and everything like this, now he's dropped that, and now they're going to have beer and some collard greens and chitlins up there at the White House.
Now watch it, Raphael. You know, watch it now.
You didn't hear that. But no, the thing is that when you talk about men, Marion, and their egos, black men, see, there's a reason why relationships and there's a constant fighting and shooting and bloodsheds in the street, because we black men tend to walk around with these huge, humongous chips on our shoulders where nobody gonna tell us nothing. You're getting the upper hand over me.
Now, don't get in my face. Don't confront me. Don't step on my toes. Certainly not my shoes.
You don't step on my Air Force.
I hear you.
Jordans. Because now, when Officer Crowley gets to the scene, he was doing his job as protecting and serving.
But his ego got out of control, too. Come on now.
But here's the thing. There is speculation that, you know, officers are mic'd now because they have to protect themselves, so they won't say anything wrong to a civilian. And then the civilians are going to say something in return. We know that happens. Now, in the hood, it happens daily, where we know that the young boys in the hood, young black males, they constantly berate officers and things like this. The officers don't want a confrontation when they come to your residence or they're in the street. They don't want a confrontation.
Okay.
Would you agree?
Well, sometimes it depends. Some with big egos want to go in and show who's in control. They want to go in, and they go in inappropriately. And so you have this bantering back and forth that takes place on both sides. I'm not saying that anyone is innocent here. I think they are both guilty of letting their egos get out of control. We have another caller on the line, Raphael.
Go ahead. Real quick, Marion. A professor of African American studies, and knowing Gates's background, you can just see how he was carrying the still photo. The man went nuts because he, unfortunately, refused to understand that Crowley and the other officers were responding to a neighbor who witnessed two men coming in the back door with backpacks on in the middle of the day, seemingly forcing their way in.
Right,
now,
and he and
Gates could have left it right at that. He already thanked the neighbor.
Right, that's what I was going to say. Now listen, calm down. Here's the issue. When I say it's an ego, it's because the definition is an exaggerated sense of self-importance, conceit, appropriate pride in oneself, and self-esteem. We have all of that with each one of these men getting a little bit out of control. We thank you for listening. We thank you for calling. If you want to come back, comment again, feel free to call back. We have another caller on the line. Caller, you are live on the Marion Network Show. Talk to me.
Marion, how
yes,
you doing?
Indeed. I'm doing. I'm glad to be back. Cali was fun. It was hot. You know, there's a difference between dry heat and the humidity, Eric, but it was hot out there. Talk to me.
Oh, listen. First of all, let me shut this brother down, okay?
Now, hold on. Hold on. Don't go in attacking Raphael, because
no,
what I don't
I'm
want
not
to happen.
Him.
Hold
I'm
on,
attacking
Eric.
Him. I'm attacking the. What I'm attacking, Marion, is the lack of fact. Okay.
Oh, come on now. We know the facts now. They're out now, Eric.
I'm filming something that he probably didn't know.
Okay, go ahead.
I found out that this officer, Crowley or whatever his name is, he is responsible for diversity teaching and within the department.
Absolutely. And Raphael wasn't speaking against the officer. Raphael was speaking to the fact that
he
got out of control.
About Gates.
Yeah.
Now, Marion, come on. Gates is human. He's not perfect.
But
okay,
he is controlled. He is controlled by something.
Perfect.
He's controlled by something that most of you men are controlled by. That causes plenty of us,
no,
ladies, talk to me. Issues, and that's
situation.
The ego.
Put yourself in his situation, okay? The man came home. Let's just deal with the facts. He came home, saw that his front door was jammed. Right, so he went around back.
We understand that, and there's no issues to that so far.
No,
go ahead.
No, Marion, listen. He went to the back of his house.
Right.
He didn't break in, broke no windows. You didn't see him kicking, slamming the door or whatever.
It was
simply into the back of his house. Now, I can understand his anger, but you're right. He was out of control in that situation, but you have to deal with the human factor. The man is in his house. All right, and he's trying to explain to this officer, this is my house. I didn't break in. I'm no thief. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And let me tell you something, Eric.
You can see by evidence I didn't break in this house.
But well, here's what happened. Here, my brother, listen closely. His ego was bruised, and then his response to his ego caused the officer to have a hyper state of arousal, and his ego jumped in, and the two egos bantering back and forth caused the situation to be what it is.
Can I say this?
Absolutely.
As a former officer of corrections and juvenile corrections, you are taught to have a professional attitude in those situations. This man is trained not to lose his cool. See, that's where he was wrong.
Absolutely, no doubt.
Have you ever seen this, there's a show called Caught on Tape, right?
Yeah. Well, Eric, we're not going to get off, I don't want to get off topic, but here's the deal.
No,
I hear what you're
it's
saying.
It's on topic because what I'm trying to, you know, convey to everybody is they had a segment where this officer was very professional with this guy who was clearly out of control. This man was irate. This man was cursing at him. The man ripped up the ticket, threw it in his face. He spat on the officer. The guy never lost his cool, Marion, nor did he arrest the man. He kind of understood that this guy was irate because, first of all, the guy got stopped, and he started, you know, immediately hurting him.
So what did he do? Put him in his car and time out? Come on. There comes a point when you've got to really take control of a situation, but
saying,
not go over the top.
In that situation, that officer could have easily pulled his gun, could have easily dragged the man out of his car,
and he would have been justified.
Out of him.
But he would have been, if he spat in his face and was showing a sense of aggression towards a police officer, that's very different than the situation we're talking about. However, I get your point.
Your point is a
trained officer should have acted appropriately in that situation.
Exactly.
It had not escalated for him to the degree that he should have responded the way he did.
Here's what I'm saying, Mary. I'm not trying to say I'm on, you know, Gates' side, because he was clearly out of control too, which he admits to. I mean, you know, and I'm not trying to scapegoat his behavior either. But I'm just saying you can kind of empathize with the way he felt, because, you know, this is yes, it's good to have nosy neighbors and everything, And that was a beautiful thing that the neighbors did.
Right, right. Look, we've got another call on the line. I understand your point. I think we get it. The officer should have behaved differently, and then Gates would have responded differently as well. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling there. We got to go to the next call. Caller, you are live on the Marion Network Show. Talk to me.
Hey, Sister Marion. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you.
Listen, I am with you 100%.
E-G-O, my sister.
Yes,
talk to me.
As I spoke on the other day when you were out, that's what I said. The two eagles got together and they clashed, and look at the eruption that we have.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's a, we know how, and that's a male ego.
Yeah.
Both of them, nobody wanted to be wrong.
Yeah, an exaggerated sense of self-importance.
Yes,
both
and
the officer
why we
had
at
it.
This level.
Yes.
We at this level because our president spoke about it, and now it became a national level. But as I see today, they pulled the 911 call.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman, whoever called, never missed anything or identified black or white who was entering the house.
Right.
It was, so, you know, the thing is, like I said, two eagles crashed.
Yeah.
And you know what? And as I told them, when the heat settled, when the dust settled, it probably settled at the station. They couldn't settle on the property, so he had to take them in to defuse this thing.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
even going to the station when all charges were dropped, it should have ended right there.
Absolutely. I totally agree. EGO, that's what was happening. Thank you for
and
listening.
I agree
Thank
with you
for
100%.
Calling.
And keep up the good work.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. We have another caller on the line. Caller, you are live on the Marion Network Show. Talk to me.
Well, good morning, and I am so happy that you made it back on because it's wonderful to hear your voice on the radio.
Thank you very much. I thoroughly enjoyed my trip, and I want to tell everyone that, you know, they hear you on the radio calling in, Mr. California, but to see you in action working with all of those people there at the VA and to meet all the awesome people around you was truly, truly an honor, and I just want to thank all of you for extending such a warm, warm, warm welcome to me.
Well, they were talking about you this morning, and they wanted me to walk you around so you can meet everybody, but
but like, we'll have to do that on the next trip.
Absolutely.
All right,
you know,
talk to me.
My comment is this. You know, what I was listening at this morning while I was looking on CNN, they were talking about, you know, the officer who is, he teaches the diversity classes,
yes.
But they said that, which makes a lot of sense, even though you may teach something, when you actually get into a situation,
you're too close to the situation.
You know, like you said, the ego steps out, and
yeah.
what you've taught may not come into play.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And just like Professor Gates, what he teaches, you know, both of them,
they both knew that.
Egos bump heads, and the officer will say, well, how dare you talk to me like that? I'm an officer, a peace officer of the law. I'm just here to investigate, and then the professor was like, this is my house.
Right. Hey, ego, E-G-O, the ego got the best of both of them. And I believe that in that press conference, when President Obama made the comment that I don't have all the facts, he was headed down the right road. But then that little E-G-O stepped up, and he
right.
could not help himself but say they acted stupidly. Because remember, he's a personal friend of Dr. Gates. So the ego stepped in again, because the ego, what the ego does is it allows us to act in a conscious state, immediately controls our thought and our behavior. And so we say and do things without stopping and thinking logically about it. Men tend to do it more than women.
That's what I was going to say. Without stopping and taking a moment. And I have to say this about myself, too. You know, I'm your brother, but you step on my toes. If I don't think, I might do something and regret it, you know.
Right, right. Absolutely.
Especially if it involves someone I love, like my wife or you or my kids. But then I think about it after the fact.
Yes, yes. Well, we thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. Give my love to everyone there at the Loma Linda VA Hospital. Can't
I
wait
sure
to be
will.
With you again. We're up against a break, but when we come back, we will continue this discussion. And here's what I'm asking you. Race baiting or teachable moment? Which one do you think it is? We're going to a break. We'll be back. We'll continue along these lines. We're making this our Open Mic Monday. We want to hear from you. 407-894-1680 is the number to call. 1-800-680-8171. We want to hear from you.
Hey, what's up? This is Brandon Broussard. Check out my clothing line at yotown.com. You are listening to The Marion Edwards Show.
Are you listening to The Marion Edwards Show at work and can't call in? No problem. Get in on the conversation online at themarionedwardsshow.com. And be sure to check out today's daily poll. It's your chance to be heard on The Marion Edwards Show. TheMarionEdwardsShow.com.
Soul food, like at Big Mama's on a Sunday afternoon. Fish and Loaves, located 2550 West Colonial Drive, is now open. Featuring entrees like succulent meatloaf, stew beef with rice, fried or baked chicken, plus steamed or fried catfish, tilapia, whiting, snapper, trout, and shrimp. Even turkey wings or smothered pork chops. Order sides like collard greens, black-eyed peas, baked macaroni and cheese, and cornbread stuffing. And don't forget dessert, peach cobbler, sweet potato pie, and bread pudding. Also, a low-carb menu is available. Fish and Loaves, located in the plaza at John Young Parkway and Colonial Drive. Hours open are Tuesday through Thursday, 11 to 7 p.m., Friday and Saturday, 11 to 8 p.m., and Sunday, noon till 5. Dine in or carry out, and call ahead for orders at 407-423-0800. Fish and Loaves, 2550 West Colonial Drive. Come and experience delightful food for the soul.
Welcome back to the Monday edition of the Marion Edwards Show. I'm so glad to be back with you. We're having a lively discussion about race relations. I know we have been on this for a while, and I understand there was a great conversation on Friday. Hate I missed it, but I do want to get caught up. I think this is applicable to where we are as a nation, and I think having open dialogue about race is extremely healthy and important. But the question that we have to ask ourselves today is this race baiting, or is it truly a teachable moment? 407-894-1680 is the number to call to get in on the conversation. 1-800-680-8171. I would love to hear from someone from the police department, sheriff's department, someone that's in law enforcement. We did hear from Eric, who has been in corrections, and so... E-G-O, the ego. I think that is what has been in play here that has led us up to this point, but it has also created a teachable moment. And so we're going to talk about that right here on the Marion Edwards Show. If you are streaming with us on WOKBRadio.com and you can't call in, you can always send us a message to the Marion Edwards Show at gmail.com. We want to hear from you. We want to get you in on this discussion. And make sure you visit our website, themarionedwardsshow.com. There you can go to all of our social networking sites. You can view our calendar of events. We also have just launched Celebrities Making a Difference. And so there's profiles of those celebrities we have interviewed or we have scheduled to interview here very soon. And there's a comment section. And so if you want to send us a note about someone you'd like for us to profile, a celebrity that you know is making a difference, please send us a comment to the Marion Edwards Show at gmail.com, or you can go and do it straight from the website. You can take a poll. I believe our poll question now is about celebrities making a difference, and we want to hear from you. And you know, if you know an entrepreneur that everybody needs to know about, we can profile them on the site as well. So go to the site, make sure you peruse it, see what's all there, themarionedwardsshow.com. Right now, we're talking about the situation with Dr. Gates and President Obama, and apparently there's going to be a meeting of the minds, if you will, at the White House. What do you think about that? Should President Obama have invited the two men to the White House, apparently for a beer or something? You know, they're gonna get a little alcohol in the system. Hopefully the ego won't present itself at that point, but they're going to have a little dialogue. What do you think about that? And is this a teachable moment? What's the lesson to be learned here? I think it could possibly cause us to say, you know what, this is why we need to stay away from using the race card. And most importantly, that the president should stay away from using the race card, getting involved in anything related to race, because it puts him in a very precarious situation, what say you? But also judging, you know, in this situation, there was a lot of prejudgment, a lot of jump to judgment. And it really shows us what happens on both sides. Who judged whom? Should he have judged the situation the way he did from the officer standpoint? Should Dr. Gates, being as educated as he is, have taken the stand that he took? It really depends on who you ask, because what I have seen is that we have different and varying opinions about this. But here's what we have to be very real with ourselves about. We are all prejudiced to some extent. At some point, we all make judgment based on race, sex, age, also socioeconomical status. And so, you know, before we start judging and throwing everybody under the bus, we need to step back and ask ourselves, what am I prejudiced about? Where do I stand on race relations? We have a caller on the line. Caller, you are live on the Marion Edwards Show. Talk to me.
Thank you, Marion, and I want to thank you for the wonderful work that you're doing, and the topics that you bring up are very much needed.
Thank you.
So I would, my opinion on this, and basically my opinion, I was a military policeman for 10 years and 8 months. And I learned as a military policeman that I'm supposed to be the one in charge of the circumstance and the situation. I'm a black man, but I'm not speaking from the point of a black man. I'm speaking from the point of someone in charge.
Mm.
You see, we have to be the ones not to let the situation get out of hand.
Right.
I was faced once with a situation where I had people inside a van, and I had to make a decision whether to pull my gun out or to leave it in my holster.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I couldn't see in the van. So my impulse tells me, pull your gun out, be prepared, you don't know what's in there. Now, at the same time, I still got to keep my composure.
Right. That's what you were trained to do, was it not?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. As a police officer, we are put in situations sometimes that are unsafe, and a lot of police officers have been killed in situations where they if they had taken more precaution, they wouldn't have been.
Right.
So we got to look at the human side, too. The police officer was looking at the human side, and like you said, egos got involved.
Absolutely.
So we have to still be the one to say, well, okay, hold it. You say it, this is your house, then show me proof that this is your house.
Right. And when he was challenged, he should not have allowed his ego to get in the way, because at the end of the day, he had to say, whether verbally or consciously, subconsciously, at the end of the day, I'm going to have the last word. And that's what he did.
Exactly.
He allowed him to vent and to go into this tirade. And at the end of the day, he said, now I'm taking you in.
Okay.
And that was his trump card. And
that
I get your yes, I thank you for your opinion. I think you're absolutely on point. He was trained to act differently, and he did not.
And I also want to say, as far as staying away from the race card, you know, like you said in the latter part of your statement, that we all got some prejudice in us.
We do. We do.
So we it's hard to stay away from the race card. And I mean, let's be for real.
Well, do you think as a president, however, in this situation, because it was a race issue and because he had a personal relationship with Dr. Gates, do you think he should have definitely separated himself from the situation?
Well, again, being a president, then he's supposed to be in charge.
Okay, okay.
So he should have thought before he made certain statements.
And there again is my point about the ego. It doesn't allow you to think clearly before you take an action. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling.
All right.
God bless. All right. Thank you. Thank you. We have another caller on the line. Caller, you are live on the Marion Edwards Show. Talk to me.
How you doing, Mary? I want to say that when the professor came back from Africa, when he couldn't get in his home, that he was already frustrated, you
right.
know, from that point, you know. And as he went into his home with the other driver, with his driver, you know, and they called and said that somebody was breaking in. And when the police officers came, my understanding that he showed his identification, his driving license, and where that he worked at. And I think what happened after the officer was proven that that the professor had broken in his home, that's when the ego stepped in with the officer, because he had proven that he was wrong.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. But and I love that the fact that we have men calling in. What do you think about containing and controlling the male ego? Is it even possible?
it's hard sometimes, you know, especially when you that you got authority, you know. It's mm-hmm. hard to control that ego, you
because it goes to your head, right?
Right. You know, because if I'm a man, you know, and someone try to step over my barn, you know, then I'm a step because I'm a man.
Right, right. Well, thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. Have a great day.
You be blessed.
All right, thank you. We have another caller on the line. Caller, you are live on the Marion Edwards Show. Talk to me.
Marion, I'm back.
All right.
Thank you for that officer calling in. He made my point.
Yes.
He just said it better than I could, because that's what I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
What I meant by exactly what the gentleman said. You're trained to, you know, deal with those situations, and you have to keep your composure.
Right.
You can't get sucked in to what the person is doing. And you see how he gave, you know, the proper response, which is, okay, sir, hold up. Just prove to me that this is your home. Now, according to Mr. Gates, I don't know, we weren't all there, but he said this is what he did. He showed the man his ID, his credentials, all of that, you know, to try to prove that, hey, this is my address, this is my home. And then maybe because, you know, the way the officer responded, you see, because what I was taught when dealing with, you know, prisoners or dealing with, you know, someone who's irate, you're not supposed to escalate.
See, right, but my point here, I understand that. We all know that the officer was trained to do better. Not only was he trained to do better, he trains other people in these situations. Now just wait a minute.
Uh-huh.
Dr. Gates knows better, okay? He understands the human element as well. President Obama knew better. But the ego trumps all of that. What I am trying to say is sometimes men get themselves in, and I know this is radio and I probably shouldn't say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. It becomes a pissing contest, okay? That's what it comes down to, okay? Come on.
I'm not going to disagree with you.
They all knew better. But at the end of the day, the ego would not allow them to keep their pants up. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. We're going to go to the next caller. The lines are hot. I want to hear from you. 407-894-1680, 1-800-680-8171. At the end of the day, we are talking about men who have an exaggerated sense of self, importance, conceit, and they did not know how to control themselves in the immediate moment. We have another caller on the line. Caller, you are live on the Marion Edwards Show. Talk to me.
Marion, it's Raphael Gates. Look, see, people got it wrong. Professor Gates, when he finally produced his ID, Sergeant Crowley didn't have a problem with that. He understood that it was the man's house.
Right.
But Professor Gates went on and went on and went on screaming at the top of his lungs. So the officers on the scene now, they wanted to make sure that since you've established who you are, we want to make sure that the witness, the neighbor who called 911, we want to check out the house, sir. We want to make sure that you're not in danger if there's somebody else in the residence.
Okay, I have to stop you right there, Raphael. You're wrong.
No,
at that point, it was a toe-to-toe exaggeration of self-importance.
No, it wasn't, Marion. No, it wasn't.
Oh, come on.
That's why they called. That's why Officer Crowley gave him the order of show the ID, and sir, could you step outside the residence on the porch? Because they wanted to check the residence, Marion.
Okay, yeah.
That's what the officers do.
That's cool.
Because they can't take the lady, the 911 call.
I'll accept that.
I saw two gentlemen trying to get in the back door. The lady might have missed two additional gentlemen that might already went in a window.
And I will accept that. I will accept that.
That's why they asked him out.
But Professor, you can't tell me, hold on, you can't tell me that when he was challenged, his ego didn't crop up. I got another call in.
But play the audio tape. That's why police officers are recording all
this. Yes.
Gates doesn't want that audio because there's speculation that he was calling the officer racial epithets.
I absolutely agree with that.
I guarantee you that Crowley stayed professional. Guaranteed.
I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that. But at the end of the day, he arrested him because of the ego.
He was arrested for disorderly conduct. He came out of the residence in public. Now,
yes.
Outside on the porch, he continued screaming. And against Massachusetts law, that constituted disorderly conduct.
Right.
We told him to calm down. Gates would not. So he had no choice but to arrest him.
Hey, Raphael, if you don't calm down, I'm going to have to arrest you, my brother. You're going to have to back it down.
The professor should know better. He should be more intelligent than that.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. We got another call on the line. Caller, talk to me.
Hey, Marion.
Yes.
I just want to comment that you are proving your point on this show.
I love it. I love
it. Eric and Raphael, their ego, they have got to have the last word. This is the Marion Edwards show.
Okay. See, I didn't want to go there, my sister, but thank you for having my back.
Okay. Be blessed.
All right. Thank you very much. At the end of the day, we are talking about an exaggerated sense of self-importance. They all, including our president, thought they were so bad they could act any way they wanted when challenged. And all I'm saying is, why the ego? We got another caller on the line. Caller, talk to me.
Yes, ma'am. How you doing today?
Wonderful, wonderful. How are you?
All right. Congratulations on your show, Ms. Edwards.
Thank you.
This is Deputy Johns here in Houston. My comment is that it's more of an ego thing, really.
Okay.
Than it is than a racial profiling. Due to the circumstance that can't really take it, probably because can't take it from the fact that it's being a black male that's saying this to a white officer.
Right.
And knowing how the situations used to be, that now they feel like it's, you know, we have somebody in power of color, and they feel like we out of place sometimes.
Okay.
So I feel like it's more of an ego thing right now more than a racial profiling. But the problem is, what was the 911 call that originated? You know, what was the description of the male? That's where it all started from.
Right. And our previous caller said, and I love the fact that you're so in control. This is our listen. I don't know. Maybe they got it down there in Houston. You know, the Houston brother got it all under control. I'm just saying. But talk to me. So you're an officer. How frequently do you think when you get there on the scene, when there's an altercation with a man, that primarily the situation that gets out of control is deduced down to ego? Each and every time.
It's basically, I guess, if I can say, testosterone, because it's a male conflict thing. You know, officers being programmed to, you know, take control over the situation when they get there, and you have a guy that's, you know, telling you that this is not what's going on, and it escalates into an argument, one trying to make their point, another trying to make their point,
you know, and then
it becomes out of control. But if I could say that most incidents, a PC is already over.
Yeah.
Where it's a probable cause to even talk to the guy was over once he gave him his ID.
It was
therefore he had no reason putting the handcuffs on him.
Right.
After that situation, he just turned around and walked out the house.
Now, what do you think? And I want all the men listening to answer this question. You already are upset. You show your ID, and he says, okay. Now, by law or by practice, he's got to move to the next step, so we've been told, to secure the house. Is it the way he asks to see your house that either takes you to the next level or does not? Is it, you know, could he have said, you know, from a very authoritarian standpoint, I want to see the rest of your house? Or is it, okay, I understand you live here, but by practice, okay, my professionalism says I've got to secure the rest of the house. Do you mind walking through the house with me?
No. He shouldn't even ask that. Again, once the complainant, whoever called in made a mistake, first of all.
Really?
But second of all, once the officer got there and he saw the driver's license and it's stating that he was the homeowner and the homeowner lives there, then his PC is over.
Okay,
I mean,
so he didn't even have just probable cause to look further at the house.
No, ma'am. Unless he was directed to by the homeowner.
Okay.
It was over.
Okay. Interesting. Very interesting. All right, and I'll say it again. I believe they got into a pissing contest. Excuse my language, brothers and sisters, but that's what it was. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. All right, Houston tied it up for us. We're going to go to a break. When we come back, we will continue our dialogue. are we talking about race baiting, or is this truly a teachable moment? We'll be back right here on The Marian Edwards Show. Some of you may be looking for jobs and going on interviews, while others may have jobs and are simply trying to keep all two descriptions which we hear often in the business world: business casual versus business attire. The distinction between the two is crucial because you never want to enter a situation underdressed. Business attire is more formal than business casual. Ladies and men should always equate business attire with a complete suit, collared shirt, closed-toed dress shoes, and of course, a tie for the men. On the other hand, if one is attending a business casual event, a male would typically wear slacks, dress shoes, a collared shirt, and a tie, and a female would wear a pair of dress pants or skirt, closed-toe heels, and a professional blouse. For more for progress, seminars, and individual consultations are available. You can contact me, your favorite shopping partner,
Dr. Oh, great. Thanks.
Ready for the run?
I want a Bud Light.
Yeah, great.
It never goes out of style. Get on. Mike's specialty
pharmacy. That's not what you think it is.
Then what is it?
Oh! Services. Did somebody open a Bud Light?
Refreshingly smooth.
We're the leading provider of
medical. Then what is it? Supplies.
Did somebody open a Bud Light?
Want personalized service and someone to discuss your medical concerns? Come see us to get personalized counseling or clinical intervention. And if you need specialized dosage or alternative medical pills, our compound specialist can provide.
That's not what you think it is.
Then what is it?
Did somebody open a Bud Light?
Refreshingly smooth Bud Light. Always worth it.
Here, have mine.
And let us customize your medications and increase the quality of life for you and your entire family. 407-522-5683 or visit our website at lifespecialtypharmacy.com.
Are you in need of high-quality child care programming? Check out Pine Hills Preschool and Little Angels Child Care and Learning Center. They provide quality child care, quality pre-K education, and quality after-school programming with computer-based learning and great snacks. They even provide transportation to and from school. If you have an infant, 2-12-year-old, and you're in need of child care, you want to give them a call. 407-299-5950. At Pine Hills Preschool and Little Angels Child Care and Learning Center, you'll find small classroom sizes, experienced teachers with degrees in early education, and an award-winning VPK program that will make sure your child has a head start. Give them a call, 407-299-5950. Pine Hills Preschool and Little Angels Child Care and Learning Center.
Welcome back to the Monday edition of the Marion Edwards Show.
Presidential hopeful Senator Sam Gaines and his running mate were both killed today in a plane crash over Virginia.
We need a candidate that will make us look like the party that embraces the American dream.
You can't just pick some guy to run for president.
We want a man of the people.
We'd like you to run for president.
A teachable moment. That's what I asked you. And what should we
do? The United States.
I want to go out.
Of what? Of America. Get out of here!
Now, we're going to lose this one. They thought they could control them.
It's people like you, the farmers, that make the country great.
Maybe I should be talking about something a little more relevant.
Don't get ahead of yourself, mate.
They thought they could deceive him.
Hey, take a look at your TV commercial.
I'm not in it.
We'll get you in there eventually.
But if they didn't want him to win,
what the hell is he doing?
They picked the wrong loser.
I asked my niece the other day, what's 4 plus 4? She said 44. Let me hear you say, that ain't right.
We need to pick a running mate.
Did you call Hammer?
No, I did not call Hammer.
Presidential candidate Mays Gilliam is shaking it up. He's chosen his brother as his running mate.
Hi, I'm with the Port Commission.
My little brother's running for president. From DreamWorks Pictures. Here's a story
about me. Job care is one of the most important issues facing this country today. Whose baby is it?
Amen. He's got the people in his corner.
Gilliam has integrity.
And the truth on his side.
I can't take your money because you got some more liquor to kids.
I do no such thing.
It's orange beer with a nipple top. It's crib malt liquor, man.
Chris Rock.
What are your plans for Social Security?
Give it to old people.
You're the man.
You're the woman.
Bernie Mac.
What about NATO? How do you feel about NATO?
I never met NATO. I don't know nothing about it. I don't talk about people behind their back.
This March. He's gonna rock the house.
The roof is on fire! The roof is on fire! Run on! No, it's a saying!
Head of state.
Great party. Too bad about the fire.
It was off the hiss of the shizzle.
That we have within us, each and every one of us, the ability to be prejudiced in some situation. And we fool ourselves if we think we don't. So we need to be careful when we start pointing fingers, most importantly, in this day and age, race baiting. I want you to make sure you tune in to us on Wednesday, because on Wednesday, we are going to be interviewing Pastor John Caldwell, one of the preeminent spiritual leaders in the nation. He is one of five of Barack Obama's spiritual leaders. He was a spiritual leader for President Bush as well, married his daughter. He runs Living Kingdom Experience on, it's a TV ministry, and he has a wealth of information, and spiritual knowledge to give us. So you want to make sure you tune in on Wednesday for that interview with Pastor Kirby John Caldwell. I would love to hear what he has to say about racism or a teachable moment as it relates to this situation. So you want to make sure you tune in with us for that. Again, thank you for being with us. It's been a great show. I missed y'all so much, so it was good to be back with you. Keep your dial tuned right here to WOKB 1680, your life and empowerment network. Join me every day at noon for the Marion Edwards Show. You don't want to miss a moment as we get real, talk straight, and shake it up. Thank you for listening, and remember, change starts with you, and it's time to step up, step out, and get it together. Join me Wednesday, don't forget, for Pastor Kirby John Caldwell. We'll talk to you then.